All right, we're going to go ahead and get started with our media availabilities here at Nashville Super Speedway. We're excited to be here for the race weekend, and to kick us off, we have the most recent NASCAR Cross and Truck Series winner joining us here with Lane Riggs. Lane, thank you so much for joining us. Obviously, a great win for your team last weekend and an emotional win considering, you know, the week and weekend that the NASCAR community had. But just talk a little bit about really what it means to have race wins at this point in the season and the momentum that naturally comes from that.
Yeah, year three, this was our earliest wins we've had before. My two previous years, we didn't win in 24 until the playoffs. Last year, I don't think we won until Pocono, which I think was scheduled a couple weeks from now, timeline-wise. So we're usually slow starters, and we kind of build our way into the year and get strong at the end. But I'm really happy that we had the speed to start the year, especially just kind of after the rule changes over the offseason. I feel like my team did a really good job at compensating for that and just trying to be ahead of the game. And we're able to show our raw speed. But it was great to win at Charlotte. I know it was a very long weekend, and it was kind of a weird feel because we started and did the pace laps, and then we had to wait 2 days to actually race. So it was just kind of an off feeling, you know, kind of gloomy. Obviously, our hearts were gloomy, and as well as the weather itself. So it was it was great to do it, but one that I kind of wanted to suppress, put down, put it in the books, and head to the next weekend. So, our first mile and a half win for the 34 team at Front Row Motorsports, for me at least, and my guys. I know Zane got a couple when he ran the truck, so it was cool to do that, and I feel like that's just one more step in my career.
All right, we'll go ahead and open for questions. If you have a question, raise your hand. We'll work to get a mic to you. We're going to start up front here with John Newby.
John Newby, Fan Buzz. Obviously, the wreck, your first time coming here, kind of ruined what had been a good qualifying effort. I'm curious, what is it about this track that you kind of took to, considering the last year, you know, you started third, finished third, and all that?
I have no idea. I guess it might be in the genes. I know that Dad always ran well here. He had a lot of just natural speed at this racetrack. It's an interesting one. It's like big enough that it feels like a mile and a half, but it's small enough that you actually have to mash the brake pedal getting into the corner. So just different in mindset, the way you drive it. I think that just it's very inviting to overcook the corners. You know, it makes you want to drive in hard, but just when you have the discipline to back your corner up, really get to the throttle earlier in the corner, just back the whole motion up through the corner, it usually pays off dividends down the straightaways. And a lot of guys I don't think have really grasped that. And, you know, that's advice that Dad told me from back then. And just my first time coming here, I think I came here in 2023 for Young's Motorsports for a race too. So this is my fourth time coming here. I really enjoy the track. I'm glad that they did some prep. I know last year they put a little resin on it too, so it widened out. I think we ran the second and third groove. So I'm excited to hopefully it'll do that again. I think it's got good racing. But at the same time, it's tough to pass because the side-by-side is so good. So qualifying well is going to be good. Us with the metric starting on pole today, I wouldn't really be upset if they rained out practice and qualifying again. That's just being selfish, though. But, either way, it's always a track that I enjoy coming to. I love the facility. I can't believe that we ever went away from here, and just glad that it's a staple that's regular on the schedule.
All right, we have another question up here from Zach.
Zach Sterniello, NASCAR.com. Lane, along those same lines, is there anything that you learned last year as well as you ran that you found that you need for a feel at this place particularly?
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting place because it's the biggest concrete track that we go to. So it has the characteristics of a mile and a half, but it also has the characteristics of other concrete tracks where as the rubber builds, you naturally build tighter. So it's just being prepared for your balance, just kind of sacrificing some at the beginning to be good at the end of runs, some things that we don't really apply to other tracks that are this shape and style just because of the concrete surface. And Front Row's always had a great package here. I feel like it's pretty effortless to drive their trucks, and they just got a good feel and good connectivity through the corner. But just working at the Ford Racing Simulator this past week before, trying to get ready for this place, just trying to fine-tune it, our setup. I mean, it's pretty similar to where we were last year, just offsets for body rules and just trying to get that little bit of connectivity, a little tighter on entry, turn a little better through the center. You know, still want to keep your drive off. But, it's definitely nuances here that are individual to this track, mainly because of the concrete surface. Yes, sir.
All right, Jordan, go ahead.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. You feel real tall up there.
I know. It's makeshift stage.
Where are you at on your plans for next year?
Undetermined at the moment. That's something that I, you know, actually don't know about yet. So I'm excited to see what I got going on. It's been great to race for Front Row. Just kind of waiting for whatever Bob Jenkins or Jerry Freeze has in the cards for me.
It is with Front Row, though, right? You are locked in with them, or you're looking at all options right now?
According to that, yes. I think so. I think this is a more agent technical question, but as far as I know, yes.
Okay. So it could be Truck Series. It could be something else. Just depends on what they want to do.
Yeah. It's kind of an option style contract. We know it's more of their decision. Yep.
All right. Additional questions for Lane? Anyone? All right. Lane, thanks for spending some time with us. We appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you, guys. Y'all stay dry.
Best of luck tonight.
Thank you.